Chapter 2. Saluk. I rub a twig on my teeth as I lean against the cave wall and watch the dark-skinned human woman emerge from her cave. Watching Tiffany has become one of my favorite pastimes since we moved to the South Caves, and I know I'm not the only one. I'm just the only one that is subtle about it. Nearby, Taushin jumps to his feet at the sight of her. She smiles at him, but it doesn't reach her eyes. I want to tell him that's not the way to get her attention, but I don't want to help him out. Tiffany is mine. She just doesn't know it yet. My qui is silent in my breast, but it doesn't matter. It will come around. I rub the stick and continue to watch as Taushin, ever so eager, tries to take the basket from her hands. She shakes her head and says something polite to him, and he wilts. When he returns to the central fire pit, he looks as if he's been chastised. Tiffany hurries outside. I'll follow her, but in a moment. She needs time to think she is alone. She's skittish, my woman, but that's all right. I am a patient male. Tracking my woman is like tracking any prey. It requires patience and persistence in the hunter. It means watching the movements of the hunted, learning their patterns. In the case of the human, it means befriending her and giving her space when others will not. It means keeping my distance. For now. When my qui resonates to her, I will no longer have to keep myself at arm's length. I let a few minutes pass, scraping idly at my teeth and watching my tribe move about the South Cave. Ihako's mate, Kira, is standing nearby with her kit cradled in her arms. The loud one known as Josie holds her arms out for the child, and her yearning is written all over her round human face. That one does not hide her emotions like Tiffany. She wears them plainly for all to see. My mother and one of the elders are smoking meat and making travel rations, and nearby several hunters are sharpening their blades, preparing to go out hunting. With the 12 new mouths to feed, plus the young the caves now seem to be full of, there is more of a need than ever to hunt. But I have no one to hunt for. Not yet. I am a solo hunter with no cave to feed. My furs are yet in the cave with the other unattached hunters. I will hunt soon, but first I will visit my female and make her feel needed. I push myself off the cave wall and saunter over to Kemli's side and snatch a square of travel rations. Ho, mother, I see you are making me food. She slaps at my hand like I'm a naughty child. Put that back. You should go hunt. Ah, but I am on the hunt. I grin at her and take another bite out of the food. Just not for meat. She rolls her eyes and waves me away. My mother would like to see me mated, I think. Other than my young sister Farley, I am the last to leave the cave. Both of my brothers Pashov and Dagish mated humans and now have young kits at their hearth. You cannot have more of the rations, my son. We need them for the upcoming trip. I swallow my bite and look to the cave entrance where Tiffany disappeared a short time ago. If I wait too long, someone's going to come by and bother her. I need to go soon, but my mother's words have me curious. What trip? The human called Harlow opened 3 new family caves with her stonecutter, Ihako says. That means there is room for 3 families to go back to the main tribal caves. Farley, your father, and I are going back. I want to be near my other sons and their mates while their kits are young. She tilts her head, gazing up at me. You are welcome to come back with us. Not yet. I'll go where Tiffany goes. If she is not moving back yet, then I will stay. Because of the human females? My mother arches one gray eyebrow. She knows me far too well. I just grin at her. She knows I stalk Tiffany, though I have yet to resonate to her. I have staked her out as the one that will be mine. The only thing that remains is to convince my qui that she is mine. It will happen. I am confident it shall be so. I lean in and grab one more bite of food and race away before my mother can pull my tail like a naughty kid. She will protest much, but when I leave, I hear her chuckle of amusement. I head out of the main cave and step out into the snows, my boots sinking into the fresh powder deposited overnight. It is a light snow for the bitter season, but I know the humans despair of the endless cold. To hear them talk, snow is something that only comes for a few short moons. I snort at the thought. Madness. Tiffany's tracks are deep in the snow as the small human feet sink deep, and most avoid snowshoes unless necessary. She has not gone far, and I follow her trail around to the far side.